It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon. It is Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for joining me. I'm Bobby Rossi. Got lots to go over today. It's going to be so fun. We've got our weekend movie preview where we got quite a bit of movie news today, and a couple of interesting things on streaming as well to go over. And then we got to talk about this week in science. Mitch McConnell might have a challenger for Senate Majority Leader, and I've talked about this before, but I got some more evidence where I think, yeah, he's going to get a challenge for Senate Majority Leader next time around. So we got to talk about all that right here. Let's get started with some of the top stories. First, Danielle is the first hurricane of the season. I'm pretty deep into it now, and so with that, there is, hey, that's not too bad. Hopefully this will be a slower season. And by the way, Danielle, it's not really going to – it's just hovering out there in the middle of the Atlantic, and it's not expected to make landfall anywhere. So that's good too. Like, hey, bring on the hurricanes as long as they stay in the Atlantic. Then we've got just an update, by the way, pertaining to the other disturbances we were keeping an eye on. The one that's off the coast of Africa, it's pretty much died down. Now it's got 0% chance of formation. The one that's just east of the Caribbean, though, still has a chance. So at one point, it had an 80% chance of formation into a cyclone over the next 5 days. It dropped down to 70% yesterday. It is still at 70% today with a 60% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. Its storm track is not as sure still. It could just kind of bounce back out to the back out to sea, might go to Bermuda, but right now its storm track is pointed straight towards the Carolina coast, North and South Carolina coast. Then another top news, of course, you heard it right there at Fox News update. College Football Playoff Committee has agreed to expand the playoffs to a 12-team playoff. So I know a lot of people, including myself, have been looking forward to an expanded playoff format. I don't think it needs to be like March Madness style, where you got like 60 teams or 100 and something. You don't need anything like that. But more than four would be nice. And I think so that's what they've done now, a 12-team playoff. I think it'll be good to have 12 teams. Then Labor Day travelers are facing yet another chaotic weekend. I actually just saw today that once again, quite a few flight cancellations and delays. I don't know about here in Pensacola. I should have checked with Pensacola. But nationwide, a lot of cancellations and delays and things like that. Half of American workers say they are content with their current job. It's a very nice optimistic point of view, because you could also say half of American workers are not content to their current job. Major stock averages slid for the third week in a row. NASDAQ posted a six-day losing streak. Going back to the Mar-a-Lago situation, dozens of empty folders marked classified were actually found in the Mar-a-Lago search. So the court has released detailed FBI inventory of the material seized that Trump's Mar-a-Lago, and so they're slowly releasing more and more information they have. But I guess the home included 90 empty folders that overall, and dozens were marked classified but were empty. So they're not. So that's kind of led to some speculation that maybe there's some classified documents that Trump still has that he has hidden somewhere. Then and there's still this whole back and forth argument, by the way, of, well, Trump has the ability to declassify documents and have them at his, and have copies of the classified versions at his property. And you got other people going, no, the ones that they got were not declassified. Well, I think it's so funny how none of us who have any information, any solid, credible information about the documents there, have such strong opinions about what they were. They were declassified. And then somebody else across the room is yelling, they weren't declassified. He just stole classified materials. Like, how do you know this stuff? Who's your source? Were you part of the FBI raid? And even if you were part of the FBI raid, FBI people don't know if they were declassified or not because they were copies. So they're not going to have declassified on there. The copies of the classified part that's there at the house. So even they wouldn't know. There's only a handful of people who would know what was classified and what was declassified. But it's so funny that people's strong opinions. He was just, no, it was declassified. Like, oh, none of you know what you're talking about. Now you know why this is a top story. I'm done with it. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Definitely seeing some delays throughout our highways right now. So we do have an accident, we do have a car on fire. That's going to be at mile marker 21. It's on I-10 eastbound right before you get to Avalon Boulevard, and it's causing major delays. The entire Escambia Bay Bridge on I-10 eastbound direction is backed up, slow moving, crawling. They are off to the right side with one lane open, so cars are getting through, but it's just real slow, backing up all the way to the scenic highway exit. So again, that's I-10 eastbound right now. Also on I-110, if you're going northbound and you're about to get onto I-10 westbound, we have an accident on the ramp. It's involving three cars. They're over to the right side and causing some delays. So if you're not getting off at Davis Highway and you're still getting onto I-10 going westbound, you're going to expect some slowdowns at the ramp and use some caution. See something else? Give me a call. 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, we got a text here. It says, sorry, Bobby. There are no movies after Top Gun Maverick. Well, there's movies. They're just not going to be as good. If you're comparing it to Top Gun Maverick, you're just going to be sorely disappointed. I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, there's it's not nothing like that. Oh, that movie's so good still. Now you can buy it. And one thing, I actually talked to somebody. So I remember I was saying I couldn't wait for Top Gun Maverick to come out so I could watch it in the IMAX. So I did, and to me it was worth it. I saw it a second time just on like regular screen. I'm like, oh, this is so much better on IMAX. So I'm definitely glad I saw it on IMAX. But have you heard of the D-Box seats? I don't even know if we have those in town here. I haven't seen them in years. I even forgot about them, to be honest. But a friend of mine lives in a community that has D-Box seats. D-Box, I think it's Cinemark, which we don't have any Cinemarks around here. But D-Box are the seats where, like, if you go to Disney World or Universal and you go sit there and you watch one of their presentations and the seats move and there's, like, puffs of air that come off the seat and stuff, that's what D-Box seats are. Like, the D-Box seats move while you're watching the movie. So if you're watching a movie and there's a car chase, the seat will start to lean the different directions that the car is going and stuff. And if the car is like going over like a bumpy road, the seat will bump and everything like that. So a friend of mine who lives up north was like, oh yeah, I saw Top Gun. I saw it in the D-Box seat. I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about the D-Box. That would have been a good way to see it too. Like, I'm glad I saw it in IMAX, but if I thought about the D-Box, I might've traveled to go see Top Gun Maverick in a D-Box seat. That would have been awesome. Because it like shifts and moves and moves you all around and stuff. That would have been pretty cool. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got we got top 20 news with David Wayne over in the newsroom. Stick around. See on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up here in about 6-7 minutes, I got some more thoughts about the student loan debt situation. Yesterday we said there was a warning that came out that there's a lot of scammers who are trying to scam people with the student loan debt forgiveness program. The official one from the White House has not been released yet. It won't be released until probably closer to December. So you get anybody calling you up saying, we can get you signed up to forgive your student loans, it's just some sort of scam. But I have some other thoughts about the loan forgiveness and maybe some unintended consequences of forgiving student loans. That comes up here in about 8 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen calling the numbers from the latest jobs report excellent. The August jobs report revealed 315,000 jobs were created. However, the unemployment rate jumped 3.7%. Last month, Yellen noted the increase said some new workers had found jobs and others are still searching, but there are still concerns about inflation. Samsung has announced that there was a data breach. They say some U.S. customers' personal information was exposed. That includes names, contact information, demographic details, dates of birth, and product registrations. But they say social security numbers and credit card numbers were not. You mentioned this earlier. The college football playoffs expanding from 4 teams to 12. The new model starting in 2026, but they say it could start earlier, as soon as 2024. The current 4-team playoff model has been in place since 2014. The new model including 6 conference champions plus the 6 highest ranked teams that are not conference winners. And Bobby, a crazy story out of South Florida. A South Florida man arrested for leaving dead animals at the Parkland School Shooting Memorial. Did you hear about this one at all?
No, I haven't heard about this.
Well, this bizarre story started last month when school crossing guard found a dead duck at the Parkland Memorial outside of the school. Well, the duck had reportedly been cut open and mutilated. The next day, the same guard found a dead raccoon at this memorial. So then that's when school officials started investigating. They looked at surveillance video. They found a vehicle that had stopped there briefly that night when the animal had been found. They were able to trace that vehicle to 29-year-old, and this is an interesting name, Robert Ziljan Mondragon. He was the one that was driving that car. They started investigating this man. They discovered he had a fascination with school shootings. Some would say an obsession. He even had facial tattoos that matched a school shooting character on American Horror Story by the name of Tate Langston.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So just a crazy story there. He left a couple of dead animals on the memorial. They're looking into federal charges now.
Okay. Yeah, that seems... that guy needs some serious help, is what that sounds like. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross. We've got a text here. Tomorrow, movies at AMC locations are only $3 each for National Cinema Day. Forgot about National Cinema Day. Thanks for hitting that up. Last chance to see Top Gun at the IMAX. See you there. IMAX probably a little bit more than $3 still. They probably charge extra for like IMAX, but still, that's awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for that little tip. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have a... I-10 eastbound right now is extremely backed up at mile marker 21. This is due to a car that's on fire, and it is backed up all the way onto this Gambia Bay Bridge. So the scene of the car and the fire trucks and everything right now is mile marker 21. That's right before you get to Garcon Avalon Boulevard exit. That is going to be, again, backed up all the way past Scenic Highway. So if you're heading eastbound and you may want to get off at Scenic. They do have one lane open. The fire department, everyone is over onto the right side. So get over to the left. They have one lane open to let cars through, but it's just extremely slow moving right now. So keep that in mind. We are checking in clear on I-110 and I-10 westbound. Our accident on the ramp has cleared up, so nothing to slow you down there. And then just some spotty everyday afternoon traffic. East Olive Road, right near Davis Highway, is extremely slow moving to Cody Lane in both directions, as well as some spotty traffic on Davis and getting off of I-110 onto Davis right now. The ramp is a bit backed up. See something else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Coming up here next, got a couple of stories pertaining to student loan debt forgiveness. And one of them is unintended consequences. The other one, just a little bit of a head scratcher. That's next on News Radio 92.3. right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I saw that, you know, talking about the student loan forgiveness program. I saw this report from the College Fix. According to this report, Biden's Education Department, so the Department of Education, staffers who work at the Department of Education will get a cumulative $500,000 in student loan relief. In other words, like, it just looks a little fishy, right? When you're like, so here we are at the Department of Education. Let's see, how can we best help Americans? I've got a bunch of student loan debt. I would love to get rid of that. Let's see if we can go ahead and get rid of student loan debt. $500,000 worth of student loan forgiveness will happen for those who work in the Department of Education. Just a little iffy. That's all I'm saying. The other thing is unintended consequences. I did not think about this. Some economists are warning that if you bail out, which is essentially what it is, if you're bailing out college students from their or college graduates or whatever it might be, people who got student loans, then it could create a cycle of more debts. I was like, what does this mean? So I pulled this article up from Fox Business, and it explains two things. One is you're creating a mentality amongst people of, well, it doesn't matter how much debt I rack up, somebody might bail me out down the road. And so it gives them like false hope for future debts, for one. But two is they said you're already getting some, I guess they're already starting to see some college students who have debt or college graduate who have debt, but they're like, oh, well, I'm about to lose 10 grand of my debt. Let me go get a car that's worth 10 grand. Let me go get a credit card. Like, they're just replacing the debt. They're not going, whew, debt free. You know, they're not calling up Dave Ramsey going, I'm debt free. They're not doing the Dave Ramsey shout. Instead, they're going to go, I got a new car. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Radio 92.3. Coming up in 10 minutes, we've got your weekend movie preview. Talk about, there's one movie in the theater. It looks fun. I was wanting to see it yesterday to preview it myself. I just was not able to get out to check it out, but it does look like a fun movie. And there's a couple of big streaming options for this weekend as well to let you know about. There's, we got your sports hit coming up here shortly. First, your top three stories is, Danielle is the very first hurricane of the season, and luckily it's just kind of out there in the middle of nowhere in the Atlantic. There's not even islands near it, and it doesn't look like it's really going to move very far from where it is right now, at least currently. And by the way, the other storm system we've been looking at that's east of the Caribbean, that's working its way northwest towards the Carolina coastline. It still has a 70% chance of formation over the next 5 days, 60% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. And in other sports news, or in other top three stories, the Labor Day travelers are facing yet another chaotic holiday weekend with both travel on the road as well as flight delays and cancellations already starting to pop up. And then the college football playoff has decided to expand to 12-team playoff. In fact, we'll talk more about that as part of our sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
Alrighty, so we'll start with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. They end up losing to Chattanooga last night, so now they're still ahead in this series, 2-1. They play again tonight at 6:15. Now, programming note, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos are going to be on our other sister station, Pensacola Playlist 94.5. And that's because the ESPN Pensacola has high school football. So tonight you can check out West Florida Tech playing Booker T. Washington. Last night, Pensacola Catholic beat Milton 26-14. Some of the other games going on here is Escambia High is playing Gulfport, Mississippi. Crestview is playing at Gulf Breeze. Freeport is playing at Jay. Northview is at Lighthouse Private Christian Academy. Then you've got Pine Forest at Navarre, and St. Martin, Mississippi is at Pace. And, of course, tomorrow morning, this story we've talked about all week, Pensacola High School is playing at Tate at 9 o'clock in the morning. Then we got tennis, of course. U.S. Open is going on ESPN all night long tonight. Going on right now, Coco Gauff is playing. And she's got the lead in two games, so two matches so far. And but basically, it's going to be going all through the night, U.S. Open. We also have college football, Friday night football. Michigan State, number 15, Michigan State is playing Western Michigan at 6 o'clock tonight on ESPN2. FS1 has Illinois against Indiana at 7 o'clock. ESPN at 9 o'clock has TCU against Colorado. And just a couple big games to let you know about tomorrow on ABC. Number 11, Oregon is playing number 3, Georgia. And number 5, Notre Dame is playing number 2, Ohio State. And, of course, we are your home for the Florida State Seminoles. And so we'll have the Florida State football game right here on News Radio 92.3 as they play. Oh, what was their schedule? I just went blank. Who are they playing? I can't remember. I'll look it up. They're playing LSU. Yeah, they're playing LSU. Yeah, that's a big game tomorrow. So we'll have that right here on News Radio 92.3. Then in Major League Baseball, we got the Tampa Bay Rays playing the Yankees tonight. Then you've got the Miami Marlins are playing the Atlanta Braves, and that game is going to be on Apple TV Plus at 6:20. Then the late game on Apple TV Plus is going to be the Phillies against the Giants, and on ESPN Plus is the Padres against the Dodgers. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and we'll come back here with your sports news next.
I-10 eastbound is extremely slow moving in our area. This is due to a car that's on fire at mile marker 21. That is about cleared up. Still one lane closed off. That's going to be the right lane. So get over to the left with two lanes open. But it was closed off for a good bit of time. So definitely going to be seeing some slowdowns. It is slowed down past 9th Avenue. So but even before you get to 9th Avenue, all the way through the Escambia Bay Bridge is going to be slow moving traffic. So just keep that in mind. That's the major slowdown right now. Also, we have slowdowns on I-10 over between Pine Forest and 29. Not seeing any reports of an accident. It looks like it's just really slow moving due to some rain throughout the area, I believe, because it's both directions. It is moving, but just definitely seeing some congestion. And then seeing some slow moving traffic around the Pensacola Bay Center. That's going to be getting off of I-110 southbound, getting off at East Chase Street and loop around the Bay Center. Looks like there's a bit of delays there as well. So if you see someone else slowing you down on the roads or have any details for me, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. Some of the sports news we've already covered. The college football playoff approving expansion to 12 teams by 2026. A local story, UWF football begins a new era as they're going to be playing at campus. They're going to be playing on campus now. They played one game, I believe, last year on campus, maybe two, but that's it. Usually they play at Blue Wahoo Stadium. This year they're moving all their home games to campus, and tomorrow is the first home game of the season, so that's a pretty exciting thing. And finally, over in NBA, the Boston Celtics forward Danilo Gallinari has a torn ACL, will be out for the season. Once again, if you want to check out high school football tonight, it'll be on our sister station ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM, with West Florida Technical Institute playing at Booker T. Washington. Then, so going back to this college football playoff expanding to 12-team model, it's going to include six of the highest-ranked conference champions and six at-large teams. The rankings of the teams will be determined by the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, which they say will pretty much remain unchanged. Like, the way they currently choose people will be, that's the way it will be. So The major holdup has been objections from the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12, but I guess with the, some of the major realignment that's happened recently, they didn't have as many complaints about the realignment at this point. So by 2026, we'll actually have a more expanded college football playoff. I think it's very welcome. A long time coming. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So Senator Rick Scott from here in Florida, I have been saying for a while that I believe I believe that he is in the news a lot right now, and he's making a lot of comments, not because he's looking to run for president in 2024, but because he's looking to run for Senate Majority Leader against Mitch McConnell. I've had people talking to me, you know, off the air. They ask me, do you think the reason why Rick Scott's always in the news now and he's always putting out press releases, he's always trying to be on TV, he's always trying to do these things, is because he's looking to run for president? No. I think he has his sights on Mitch McConnell's job. And the reason why is because if you remember, Rick Scott, oh boy, was it a year ago now? I mean, time flies. I guess it was a little bit more than a year and a half ago. He released kind of a roadmap for the Republican Party, or roadmap for the Republicans or whatever. Mitch McConnell came out and go, that does not represent the Republican Party. That is something that he did on his own. That's not that's not from all of us. And he also kind of stated something along the lines of like, more like I represent the voice of the Republican Party more than Rick Scott does. Look at me, not him. And that created a little bit of rift between the two of them. Then it kind of died down. But you kept hearing Rick Scott, you know, blasting Obama or blasting Biden and blasting policies and doing things like this. And so everybody's going, well, maybe he's got his sights on to go against Biden. No, he's still got his sights that I'm a leader in the Republican Party. You need to have me represent you, Republicans, in the Senate. Well, Senator Rick Scott was actually on the Brian Kilmeade show, and which is on News Radio 92.3, 11 to 1. And basically, he heard Mitch McConnell say something along the lines of the House is more likely to flip than the Senate because of the quality of Senate candidates. So when Rick Scott was on Brian Kilmeade's show earlier, he basically said that he felt that Mitch McConnell saying that the Senate has better quality of Senate nominees than the House is a shot at our candidates and the voters, and saying that the voters of the states pick the candidates and they deserve respect. So here he goes, it's a shot at our candidates and the voters. Let's look at this for a second. We've got a world-renowned doctor, a Heisman Trophy winner, a successful business person, a small businessman, and a congressman from a farming community, a best-selling author who showed the struggles of drug addiction, and a Rocky War veteran. He goes on and on and on, right? And he goes, do you think that sounds like we don't have great candidates? And by the way, the people in those states, they picked these people. So respect the vote of the people of those states. He says, I'm going to fight like heck every day and be a cheerleader for our hardworking candidates. So I listened to the interview, actually. I was listening to it live when it was on News Radio 923 yesterday. And it was like every candidate that Brian Kilmeade brought up, like, what do you think about this Republican candidate? What do you think about Marco Rubio? Some polls are showing that he's behind Val Demings in the polls. And he's like, Marco's going to beat her. Marco's a great candidate. He's got this and this and that. Now, he and Marco have had their run-ins with each other in the past. They've had differences of opinions many times in the past. Yet, when he's like, what do you think Marco Rubio is going to do this? Like, he literally sounded like a cheerleader. Okay, what do you think about Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz up in Pennsylvania? Dr. Oz running a great campaign. He's going to be... He's only down a little bit. He's going to do fantastic. We're rallying around him. I was like, whoa, like, what? Listen to Rick Scott, like, rallying around everybody. And it wasn't until I realized when he finally brought up the Mitch McConnell thing, I was like, oh, he's trying to make it like I should be your Senate Majority Leader. I should be the Republican leader in the Senate because I will be your biggest cheerleader. Mitch McConnell isn't. And so this is just, to me, just further evidence that I think Rick Scott is ramping up for a campaign to take Mitch McConnell's position in the Senate. Just my thoughts. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Coming up here next, got your weekend movie preview. Stick around. right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, for the Britney Spears fans out there.
Oh, no.
A luxury condo owned by the pop star in Destin is now for sale. That's right. Britney purchased this condo back in 2001 for just under $1 million. Today, it's up for sale again, now listed for $2 million. A three-bedroom, 3,600-square-foot condo listed online by a company called Corcoran Reverie.
Well, okay, there you go. I saw that as well. $2 million.
I'm surprised she didn't mark it up a little bit more than that.
Maybe that's what the market's going for over there. I don't know. Maybe it is marked up already. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives real quick, and then we'll have our weekend movie preview.
Definitely seen some still major delays on I-10. This is going to be eastbound in between 21, which is right before Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction, backing up all the way past 9th Avenue. This is due to a car that was on fire, closed lanes off for a good bit of time. Now we have two lanes open. Those are going to be the two left lanes, but it's backed up Escambia Bay Bridge all the way again past 9th Avenue. Seeing slowdowns now on Scenic as well, people getting off the interstate at Scenic, and then definitely seeing some slow traffic on I-10 in both directions between 9 Mile and I-110. So extremely slow moving on I-10 right now. So keep that in mind. See something else, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now,
it's time for
our weekend movie.
All right, your weekend movie preview. There's one new movie in the theater, Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul.
This is going to chronicle the ultimate comeback.
Showtime. I'm still fly. Dead fly.
I just want to clarify some things before we get started. Every woman is not built for the great responsibility of being a first lady.
Pastor Lee Curtis Childs faces allegations of misconduct. His megachurch may never be the same.
Lee Curtis and I, we're going to get to the other side.
You there. Yeah, with the big old microphone. Come in closer, son. You gonna see what all the fuss is about.
Showtime.
What's up?
All right, there you go. Honk for Jesus, Save Your Life. It's a satirical comedy about the aftermath of a huge scandal where the first lady of a prominent Southern Baptist megachurch attempts to help her pastor husband, Lee Curtis Childs, rebuild their congregation. It's also available on Peacock as well. It stars Regina Hall and Sterling K. Brown as the pastor and the pastor's wife. And it looks actually very, very funny. And it is rated R, though, so it must have some content in there that is not church approved. Let's just say that. So that's available right now. Nothing really big on DVD or digital download this week. Just a reminder, the Sanger Summer movie series is going on tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. Ticket prices are $5 each. Tomorrow, it's The Princess Bride. And then on streaming, you actually have a couple of really good options here. The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. It's a new Amazon Prime TV series that continues the Lord of the Rings saga. It's actually like a prequel, I believe. And it looks like it's just as good a quality. Just watching the trailers, looks like it's just as good a quality as the Lord of the Rings movies. So that's available on Amazon Prime now. On Hulu, I just want to bring this up. Welcome to Wrexham Season 1 is now on FX, and so it comes out on Hulu. So I watched the first three episodes of this, and it's a good docuseries. This is a docuseries of Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney buying a soccer team in Wrexham, Wales, and kind of it's a bad team, and so it's kind of them buying it and everything. It's actually a pretty interesting docuseries. And then on Disney Plus, She-Hulk: Attorney at Law episode 3 has been released. And just a reminder, next week, September 8th, is Disney Plus Day. And so with Disney Plus Day, they're going to release Thor: Love and Thunder. Pinocchio, the new live-action version of Pinocchio, will be released on that day, and much, much more. And finally, on streaming, Elvis is now on HBO Max, the new Elvis movie on HBO Max. Just a reminder here, in case you didn't know, Paramount Plus has joined with Showtime now. For a couple of dollars more a month, you can get all the Showtime shows. And, we don't have time for today's Sign of the Apocalypse. Let me just tell you what it is real quick. There's a recipe on how to make breast milk soap. Make soap out of breast milk. What did you say ooh for? It's the Sign of the Apocalypse. We'll talk about that more in the 6 o'clock hour.